This is the Physical Activity Researcher Podcast, a podcast for researchers of sedentary behavior, physical activity, and sports. Join for a relaxed dialogue about research design, practicalities, and, well, anything related to research. Learn from your fellow researchers useful and relevant information that does not fit into formal content and limited space of scientific publications. And here is your host, researcher and entrepreneur, Ollie Tikkanen.
Okay, so we were discussing that you have collected from 400 people data from for 7 days. We have measured over 100 people in the lab and school day. I wanted to ask about the experiences using the Phibion device and the Phibion Sense device. How was the practicalities of data collection? How did you feel like collecting this kind of really large data set?
I think the Phibion devices is very convenient because it is smaller than the active graph. I think it's more thin, and because there is no screen, so it won't affect the participants wearing it. I think the data analysis is very simple nowadays if we use the cloud. And it's also because I work together with Ardo Persona, so sometimes we can analyze it within the R groups. Yeah. So that will be easy, even more simple to use. Yeah. And the Phibion actually is very easy to use because I think it's very simple setting and fully charged. And it can use many long time. For example, in recent study, we measure over 14 days. We wear the Phibion for 14 days. And it's still quite good. The data won't lose. Yeah. So I think it's a quite good device, especially nowadays we had the validation papers for it. So it can support the research with strong evidence for the accuracy, measure their energy expenditure and classify the posture.
Yeah. And how did you have it? You had 7 to 12 year old children. How was it for them? Was there any problems with the devices? Any skin irritation or how was the experience with children?
Well, I think the most difficult issue is about the wearing the Phibion devices on the skin, because we have to attach on the skin, and the children usually had very sensitive skin. One way we solve this problem is we did saw, like the Dias way, we did the saw the shorts. So we made back ourselves, so some kind of shorts, and it can easily put out and tied on the side, and then the Phibion was fixed. Yeah, we saw one small pocket and Phibion put inside.
All right, and you had the EMG swords, so it was on those swords.
I mean that for 7 days. So the Monday is no problem, because the one day we can easily fix on the EMG shorts and enter the place. But for the 7 days, if we put on the, because some children very sensitive, most of children we use the tape on the skin, and sometimes we have to ask parents to change one or two times if they feel tickle and something start open. And another way is we ask parents during the sleep time, we take off and we put back on again in the morning. And then we also try to find a solution. Actually, we tried a different brands of the tapes. Tapes. We pick up the one best one, like less sensitivity, less irritations tape. That also helps something. And then it's for some children really very sensitive. We used our personal saw the shorts. Mm. So we have used this way to help the issue.
And I think it might be little bit different. We had the study, or there was a study in Sweden which was measuring over 500 children, and I think they had very little problems with the sense patch. But I think, as I have been in Shanghai, and Zhejiang is quite close there, close to the sea, and the weather can be very, very humid and very, very hot. Like, is the weather in Zhejiang similar to Shanghai?
Yeah, it is.
Very hot and humid.
More close.
Yeah. So it can go, like, in the summer close to 40 Celsius and be like 100% humidity.
Yeah.
So I think that might affect the difficulties, but it's nice to hear that you were making your own shorts for the ones that are sensitive. And this is kind of creativity that you need to do as a researcher, that you get the data like you did with the GoPro and this kind of thing, that you're able to collect the data. And did you use the Chinese brand of the medical adhesive that you used, or was it like a 3M Tegaderm, or which one did you find being the best?
I think it's the one you just mentioned. It's
3M Tegaderm.
Yeah, I think it's that one.
Yeah,
we tried a different even with the Chinese brands and others, and I think that will be the best one to use.
Yeah, usually we recommend using the Tegaderm. It seems to be very good. I think initially it was developed for that you can protect if you have burn injuries, that when you have a burnt skin, you can put it on and it's protecting from bacteria, but still breathing. So it's very, very good material. Mm-hmm. And how did you use also the sense device? How did you find the use of the patch that you have? Custom patch for the device.
You mean the sense? Well, yeah. We measured the sense together with the Shibian in the lab settings, and I think some we also measured in the one day school time. But actually, we are not so familiar with the sense, so we haven't get explored.
You haven't used.
We haven't used it because there's quite many data files can export. Of course, although we have been export everything, because previously we haven't used it. So we nowadays only focus on the Phibion and other, because we have so many data to do. And maybe one day, when I have time, then we will start to look at the sense data.
Yeah. And how did you find, like, you collected a lot of participants, like mentioned? Mm-hmm. How did you find the data transferred to computer and then getting the outcome variables, like compared, for example, to Actigraph, where you also have been using? How would you compare these two in convenience and so on?
Mm-hmm. Well, Actigraph, they had their own software. And actually, their software is too complicated because there is too many settings. The software is much settings. It take longer time than Shibian. But the Shibian actually is very simple to export the data. And when we export the raw data, we do the cloud analysis. Then But only the one thing is it takes time to upload the data sometimes, because if there's a lot of data files, it has to be one by one to upload. I don't know if you already have a lot of data at the same time to upload. But anyway, we do very manually work. We upload one and download one like that.
This podcast is sponsored by Phibion, a research device that has been shown to be valid in tracking sitting, standing, physical activity, and energy expenditure. Furthermore, Phibion has been shown to be valid categorizing physical activity into light, moderate, and vigorous intensity. In addition to scientific accuracy, Phibion provides automatically produced and easy-to-understand reports for research participants. Get scientific validation and learn more about Phibion at phibion.com/research. Phibion, from researchers to researchers.
Yeah, and then you get the outcome variables, and you said that you've been collaborating with Arto Pesola, and you analyzed some of the things in R. Yeah. And I think Arto had been doing the data segmentation that you can, for example, automatically divide the data to school time and free time or commute or something. Is it mainly the data segmentation that you do in R then?
Yeah, I think not, because I have some students and some of them, they haven't used R scripts. So I will recommend them to use the cloud analysis. But for example, I familiar with the R scripts, and then it's easy to at the same time to analyze them at one time. And it's also easy to make the like you mentioned, to classify different times and to analyze in R. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And how was the collection of data? You had accelerometer in different places. Mm. Which Actigraph brand did you use, and how did you attach the device in different locations, and how was the experience from participant? Was there any issue? How did it?
Yeah, well, we used the newest version, so it's the 9X.
Nine GT
accelerations. We fix on the different body parts. Actually, we still use the tape, so it's more easy to with the tape to put on the bodies. And of course, when the participant is wearing multiple devices, they will feel a little strange, like they wear so many things. But when they get familiar, and because they had done some in the laboratories, so they know it, and they still can freely living in their normal day. Yeah. I think most of them still find okay to wearing one. I think the most issue is sometimes if the movements too big, then maybe the device will be dropped. So we have to warn students there and to fix it after they found the drop.
Yeah. And how was it that some of the devices were falling, and that you had a large measurement? Did you lose devices? It's sometimes quite a big thing to purchase expensive devices, and then participants are not maybe taking the best care of them.
Yeah, for example, at the beginning I have 120. Nowadays, I guess I only have 100, a little bit less than 100. So always had every time about. One study finish, I will lose 4 or 5 accelerometers.
Between 15% and 20% loss of devices. So there will be some children having expensive watches for them.
Actually, the most lost is not in the children studies. Actually, in the children studies, we only lost, I guess, less than 5, because the parents the parents and the teacher, they are very responsible. They help a lot, because we tell them and they will take care of and they will check every day. If we fix our skin, then it won't drop off. But we found at the beginning why we lost so many is beginning we didn't tell. We not give very good instruction to them. Some people will think it's like one time using, so they don't so care. Then they think it's okay, it's dropped, then it's dropped. But after we take care of, tell them how it is, then it's there. Most of them, they will return back devices.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's important that also the teachers know, and they help taking care, and the parents know. I know also some studies where you especially have problems if you are measuring children and you send them to their home. And then, as we all know, parents of small children are busy. So if you have a device and then you put it somewhere when you are just busy, you don't find it, and it's possible that you lose quite many devices. So it's important to really think about how to make it easy for participants, parents, children, teachers. And for example, you might want to send certain kind of box that when the measurement is finished, put it in the box or some kind of simple things. Because when you have a tiny device, if you put it somewhere, maybe it falls and the kids take it and hide it somewhere or something. So just thinking about really the simple practicalities that how do they need to do and how do you message this to the teachers and parents and whoever is the one. Yeah, any other things about the experiences from the measurements? How did the children tolerate the indirect calorimetry? That's not the most convenient thing to wear on the face.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we invite them visit our lab, so I think most of children are very exciting to do this kind of. So they think this experience is very interesting. So most of them are very happy to do and not so much uncomfortable. Of course, there is some uncomfortable because wearing the mask, but we will provide some food and snacks. So if they had some, they want to stop, then we will stop anytime. Yeah. So we have not very tight schedule. So we are only measure one children at one time. Or one afternoon, like morning time, like something like that. So the schedule is very flexible for them. So I think most of them are okay.
Yeah, so very, very interesting. It has been a pleasure chatting with you, Yuying. It was nice to catch up and discuss about very impressive studies of yours. So thank you for taking the time for this podcast and all the best for writing the papers from this data set.
Thank you, Oli. And I also feel very happy to be invited in your casting. So I think my experience can share with other researchers. So it will be very nice to have further discussion with them as well. So please feel any questions can freely ask me even after our discussion.
Thanks for joining us this week on Physical Activity Researcher Podcast. If you like the show, make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing or following the show on Twitter. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. If you found value in this show, we would really appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever app you're using. Or if you would, in a real old school way, simply tell a friend about the show. It would be a great help for us. We have a fantastic lineup of guests for forthcoming episodes, so be sure to tune in. Thank you all for your support and have a great day.